Mix 94.7 KMCH. We roll on. Business of the day coming up here a couple hours from now. But right now it's guest of the day. And guest of the day number two, we welcome in Janet Bowles, just like the Chicago Bulls, with us this morning, talking about Meals on Wheels and volunteer opportunities around Delaware County. Janet, how are you this fine Wednesday morning?
I am great. I'm looking forward to maybe a little warmer spring-like weather. I'm getting a little tired of this.
You and me both. What if I told you, Janet, that it's supposed to be 68 on Friday, 75 on Saturday, and 60 on Sunday?
Well, that's a big improvement over what I see right now. So
right,
that'd be great.
Right? Well, let's try to brighten everybody's day. Let's talk a little bit about what you do and where you're calling from this morning. Northeast Iowa Agency on Aging. Give us a little background, if you'd be so kind.
Sure. So Northeast Iowa Area Agency on Aging, or I often, our little acronym is NEI3A, is a nonprofit organization that serves 18 counties in Northeast Iowa. And of course, Delaware County is right on the, I guess, kind of the southern edge, but smack dab in the middle. We go over to Dubuque and all the way up to the Wisconsin area, to the Minnesota border, and clear down to Poweshiek County in south central Iowa. We provide assistance to individuals who are 60 years of age and older, their families and caregivers, and most of people know us from our home delivered meal program or our Meals on Wheels, but we do a lot of other services as well.
My grandma, Jerry, was a huge fan of Meals on Wheels. When my grandpa passed away, she signed up for it, and sometimes that was the only social interaction that she would have, you know, for a couple days of the week. So let's talk a little bit about how that program works and why it's so important.
Absolutely. So there is not a lot of, regulations or rules about what we or who qualifies, other than they need to be 60. And for our home-delivered meal program, that Meals on Wheels, we do have a limitation on individuals who would have a great difficulty preparing meals themselves, or they're unable to really leave their home. And so oftentimes that makes them homebound. Most people don't want our meals unless they absolutely can't get out and get their own anyway. We like to get out and do our own thing and pick our own food and that kind of thing. But we often get referrals from the individual themselves. They'll call us and say, you know, I can't shop anymore for myself. Or we get some referrals from family members who usually provide assistance to those folks. It could also be a professional like a social worker or someone who is helping with a discharge from a nursing home or a rehab facility. They call, and then we start that registration process using an assessment of physical needs, and we gather a little bit of demographic information that we are asked to collect, where those folks live, whether it would be a rural area, some information about their income, and that is really very generic information. It does not matter what your income is in order to be part of our meals. We are nonprofit, but we do ask for individuals to provide or to help us by offering a contribution for home-delivered meals. There is no requirement that they provide that contribution or make that donation, but it does help us to continue our service. And so we offer opportunity for people to make a contribution by sending them a letter at the end of the month, and they can send a donation back to our agency so we can help other people who are in need.
Janet Bowles with us from NEIA3, right? Is that what you call it? That was the much
very,
easier.
Very close. NEI3A.
Ah, I was close.
Yeah, you got it.
Talking about homebound, the home delivered meals this morning. Let's talk about volunteers. How do they help out, and how many do you need at this point?
Oh gosh. So we couldn't do what we do without our our volunteers. We just absolutely couldn't. So in Manchester there, everyone gets a meal every day. So that means that we need someone who is able to pick up that meal from our meal preparer, our caterer, and then take that meal out to the consumer and do that little check-in. And that's just, you know, hi, how you doing today? Is everything going well? Are you feeling okay? Or let us know if they're not home for some reason, because they, you know, we expect them to be there. They're asking for us to deliver that meal, and if they're not there home, we get worried about them. So that would mean that our routes deliver anywhere from 6 to 25 consumers, depending upon the community. But there in Manchester, we have about 10 folks who need those home-delivered meals every day. So we need at least one driver and one deliverer every day. So, it can be a long-term commitment. Or it could be, you know, I can only be a sub. Give me a call if your regular volunteer can't do it on that day, and I'll give you an answer, yes or no, right then. The commitment is pretty minimal in terms of time, so a route like that would probably take an hour, a little bit less, depending upon how much chatting that consumer, that participant, does. But we ask that folks sign up by calling and asking, letting us know that they're interested in volunteering.
And give us, if you'd be so kind, we're wrapping our time together here, the number to call or where people can go to get more information.
Absolutely. So you can call Missy Anders, and her phone number is 319-231-1623, and let her know where you're interested. She covers some other areas around town or around the area as well. So if you've got somebody listening from Independence, we always need volunteers there. We could use volunteers in Dyersville. And if you call that number, Missy will get you connected with the right person. So
awesome.
Missy Anders at 319-231-1623.
Well, Janet, thank you so much for your time this time. Until next time, we hopefully you and I can celebrate the warm weather together via, you know, where you are and where I am the next few days.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet. Janet Bowles with us, Northeast Iowa Agency on Aging, or again, is the website there, NEI3A.org. Part of our guest of the day. You'll learn more about it online at KMCH.com.